Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose. Awaken the
Welcome to episode 244 of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. Well, it's the special guest and a very welcome return of the special guest, John Lucas. And he will answer callers and he goes beyond healing with instant and permanent pain relief. So our theme is instant miracles. So if you're in any pain right now, you're invited to call in and speak with John. And the call-in number is 646-929-0461. If you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. Well, this is the show. This is John Christie from the United Kingdom, by the way. And about this time of the show, we normally go over to Oregon and join up with Gary. But unfortunately, Gary can't be with us today. But never mind, we're going to have a great big circle of love and light going right around the world with all the people who listen in, get in the chat room or call in our giant healing circle. So here we go, a big group hug before we start. There we are. And so we're not bringing Gary on, unfortunately, but never mind. We're going to play a lovely song recorded by John, and it's Over the Rainbow, it's called. Requested by John.
Mm-hmm. high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dream that you did to, oh why can't I? Like a lemon drops high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, the dream that you dare to.
Why? Oh, this is popular in the chat room. Here, can you hear all that background noise? Well, in just 1 minute we're going to bring on our special guest John Lucas, and we've done the show from some strange places. We've done the show from Avebury, from a hotel bedroom, from a hotel foyer, and today I think it's the first time we'll have ever had a guest who's in a Starbucks internet cafe. So are you there, John? Come in, John.
Yes, I am.
And you're in Starbucks in Sedona, is that right?
I'm in Starbucks, and it's been real quiet in here until just about time for us to get on the show.
That's how it goes. So we'll have one big party with all the people in Starbucks as well, shall we?
I guess we could if they knew what we were doing.
So welcome back to the show. It's great to see you back. And you're going to tell us a little bit about your work. We have a Skype caller already, and we're hoping to get a few more callers. We're hoping there's nobody out there in any great pain, but if you've got any pain at all, you're invited to call in. And I'll just give you the call-in number one more time. It's 646-929-0461. And if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. Okay, I can hear the cups clinking in the background there, John. Can you order me a coffee, please? One sugar.
Well, it looks like they have a bit of a line there.
All right.
If it gets too noisy, I might step outside. We'll see how that works.
Okay. Right then. So tell us a little bit about your work. You've been on here before, obviously, but it's a while ago, isn't it? And are you doing your work any differently now?
Well, you know, it's gone through many changes, and I guess I should have started a book on it because there's been so much, and it continues to change and intensify, and you know, just get better and better,
yeah.
And in ways I never did expect. Mm-hmm. I'm actually looking to see if I can step outside here. I don't know. We'll see how that goes.
We can hear you okay, as long as we don't lose the connection.
I know somebody just came and sat next to me, and they didn't have real good energy, so I thought I'd move outside.
All right. Okay, then.
Hey, this might really work. Okay.
Hope so.
I tell you what, let me get my sunglasses. But anyway, you know, I started this many years ago.
Yeah.
And I did hands-on work, and then that began to change over the years. And now, see, Mercury is retrograde, isn't it?
It is at the moment.
It truly is. Will you give me a moment? Sorry for the interruption.
It's all right. So it's a lovely sunny day there in Sedona, is it? It was
nice here earlier. Yeah, I'm in Santa Fe today.
Oh, are you? All right. So you're not in Sedona. Right, Santa Fe, which sounds lovely.
So I had to get rid of my low blood sugar and my migraines and all the things that were going on with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where it began many years ago, back in the, actually back in the 70s. And I didn't know it was going to lead me on the road to, you know, what I'm doing now, because now I don't do any hands-on work. I actually erase things in people without having to do any therapy
mm-hmm.
on them. So used to be detoxifying them, seeing them one or two, maybe three times a week, depending on who it was and what was going on. And now I just, you know, when I work on somebody, I will actually delete a lifetime of things. On the radio, I'm just going to delete, you know, a pain frequency for someone. But when they contact me, then I just clear out a lifetime of things, that, like the imprints of migraines or
yeah.
back pain or broken hearts, you know, allergies, candida albicans, fibromyalgia. These are all just frequencies and blueprints in the body
mm.
and in the being, and I just erase them. And it doesn't take long at all to do that.
No, we've got a little bit of background noise, John. We've got it sounds like a windy day there. Hello. We've got a bit of a crackle as well. I don't know if you can hear that. Are you still there, John? Well, I think he better get back inside, because I think he may have got cut off. As he said, Mercury is in retrograde. But we might not have lost him. He might still be there. Can you hear me?
He might still be there.
Can you hear me, John? John, we've got a sound loop as well. What's going on?
John, we've got a sound loop.
Can you hear me now?
We've got a sound loop, and I'm repeating myself.
That's what I get for going outside.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, I can hear you. There's a bit of background noise, but it doesn't matter as long as we've still got your connection.
I'm going to have to do this from inside, so.
All right.
Just give me a minute. I have never had such a retrograde situation. I spilled coffee on my microphone.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah. Well, I could. There's been a click. Are you still there?
Still there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a bit cutting out a little bit, but as long as you're still there. Because, did you want to tell us anything else about your work? You removed the imprint of pain, and if people contact you on your website, which is www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com, if they connect with you on your website, you can remove the pain imprint of all their life's pain. But on the radio, obviously, it's just a short removal of instant pain instantly. Is that right?
Right. They could have a back pain, or, you know, they could really name it as long as they're in some kind of pain. It really doesn't much matter.
Right.
And this goes into the zero point. This is 0 points beyond the universe where everything originates. And in my work, it's just developed and gone through these 0 points that aren't in any of the physics books. Actually, every cell of your body has a zero point and has everything stored in it that
mm-hmm.
is going on or has gone on in your life or will go on.
Right.
And you can take these things and you can just erase them. You know, it's one thing to do therapy work, which really works,
yeah.
to a degree, but it doesn't erase the whole blueprint. It can take you months or years. This simply takes, you know, seconds.
Yeah. Well, we do have a Skype caller if we want to take them right now. Would you like to take the Skype caller now, John?
Yeah, that sounds
okay,
great.
Okay, then. So we'll see who we've got on Skype here. Hello, who is it? Who's speaking,
please? Hi, this is Trish. How are you?
Hi, Trish. Great. Are you? Have you got a
John? Yeah, I would like to talk to you about chronic pain in my neck and shoulder on my right side.
Yeah. Now you have this right now?
I do.
Okay. Does it act like a migraine sometimes, or is it just in the shoulder?
Rarely, but occasionally it does flare as a migraine, but it usually it's just a very taunt muscle that regardless of any treatment I get, it always comes back.
Yeah, see, that's why I ask about the migraine, because the acupuncture meridian that goes through the shoulder area, it goes up to the side of the head, and this is where I think many of the migraines originate, and I used to have those. You know, you can have a migraine in the center of the eye, in the inside corner, or the outside, and there are different causes for them. How does it feel right now?
Very, very tight. So normally what I do is I dry
needle
it.
Was it in pain?
It's a low throbbing pain.
Dry needle. Okay. I just deleted a frequency in the gallbladder area. Let's see if that starts to get better for you. It links into the vertebra and in the fourth thoracic vertebra, so it's complicated how the body is put together and the things that have to be linked together. Let's see if the pain is better now or if the tightness is easier.
It's kind of the same. Again, it's the muscle is so taut.
Yeah. Well, the muscle tends to be real acid. I can delete, well, I actually did just delete the acidic frequency in there, see if that starts to release. When you're dealing with the gallbladder and the energy in the gallbladder, the body is usually very acidic, and the gallbladder is usually very acidic, and that reflects to the meridian, then that reflects into the muscles that go up the neck, and then many times you get a migraine. I've been there and I live that. See if that's feeling better for you.
It is starting to loosen a little.
Yeah. You call me with one that was a little more intricate and complicated to start the show with here. But we wanted to see some results with that.
What do you generally do for too acidic?
Well, I just delete the frequency just like I do anything else. I sit here and I just do it. I just erase it, which is what I just did right now. Is one reason why your pain is going away.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if there was like a supplement you recommended.
I don't generally recommend or suggest supplements. Sometimes I might bring something up like that. But usually I don't get into that. That's something I used to do a long time ago. And instead of taking all the time to get people on things for months or years, I don't really do that anymore.
Okay.
Good to drink a lot of water and not eat a lot of heavy fatty foods and too many pizzas, especially if you've had trouble. Some people might want to go get colonics if they with their migraine, because the colon can get clogged up. And you have the hepatic flexure, which is a ganglion of nerves in the colon, the upper right colon, that relates to the liver and the gallbladder. And if that's impacted, then that can cause tension in the shoulders and the neck, and it can also cause the headaches.
Got it.
So your
pain
is gone, right?
It's lessened. It's not completely gone.
Yeah, well, you may have to give it a little bit of time. And I've worked on people like this before. Usually it's pretty much instant. Sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes they contact me in 2 or 3 days and they say it all went away. It didn't go away right then, but it went away after a little bit of time. The body has to go through cycles. and there are like 3-hour cycles and there are 3-day cycles. And sometimes it has to finish a whole complete cycle of 3 days before something actually disappears totally.
Right.
Then again, in about an hour, you might be totally free of all your pain and tension.
Okay. Well, that would be wonderful.
Now, I used to have it, and I've been there. I had the migraines. I had all that. And it's the same with any type of frequency, whether it's a virus or a fungus, a mold like candida. Every incurable out there has a frequency. It has a blueprint in your body and in your life. And the blueprints can be erased is what I do. And so, in my opinion, the incurable diagnosis, they can do all that. But instead of claiming to cure something, I just erase that imprint and expect you to be free of it. And it's not a belief system either. The proof is in, the results. And usually it's pretty much instant, but sometimes it takes a little while.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to even work on it.
Well, you're very welcome. I look forward to hearing from you. We'll give out my email and all that so you can email me. I like to hear how you've done. And, if you want a whole lifetime of stuff deleted.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go to your website.
Which is mainly what I do.
I'll give you the website.
I don't generally
again
do
in a minute.
Just when I'm working on people, professionally, I do lifetime deletions. I don't do little this and little that or like a pain right now that we did. I start from before, your conception and erase all these different things, and you even make a list of things for me that have happened to you, the injuries, the viruses, the physical situations, and especially if you're having them, generally you're going to feel when I do the work, and you're going to feel relief, pretty much instantly.
Okay, well, that's hard to argue with that.
Well, the website is www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. That's beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. That's L-U-C-A-S, Lucas. And so if you wanted to get on the website and have a more in-depth treatment, you can do.
I will look. Thank you so much.
And thanks a lot for your call. And I'm a big believer in vitamins, though, because I think we eat our food for the vitamins. I mean, obviously, some people are not eating a very balanced diet, in which case the vitamins really do help. But, as John said, we need to drink loads of water. All of us should have about 4 liters a day. But we don't tend to drink that much, do we?
No, we don't. I definitely don't.
Are you okay, John?
After I work on people, sometimes I will suggest something like a trace minerals because the body, when it's healing some things, it can need some extra nutrition. And like you said, most people aren't eating a very good diet, and something like, I take minerals myself, so I recommend them. I do it myself. So absolutely.
Yeah, I take minerals and vitamins. But anyway, thanks a lot for your call, and I hope your pain goes in your neck. I think you probably carry all your stress there like I do. I carry all my stress in my neck and shoulders, and so that's where it tends to hang out.
Okay, well, thank you again.
Before you go, unless you're already gone, tell me, is it feeling better and better?
It is. It's starting to loosen up.
Yeah. See what happens, you have this stress built up on these layers of the muscle, and it goes through your body goes through the layers, and it starts releasing them. So that's why when you're dealing with a situation with that much shoulder tension, neck tension, and especially coming from the gallbladder and the liver, then it can take a few minutes. And so it's nothing to worry about. I think you're going to be totally free of this.
Okay. Well, you will be the first one I contact.
Well, I hope so.
Okay.
You can always ring
All
us
right.
back when John comes back on again and let us know how you went on, Trish.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
It was right, Trish, wasn't it, your name?
Yes.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Connecticut. Right then, so we've got a trans-global co-creation going on here. And if you're wondering what all the noise is in the background, everybody that's just tuned in, John is actually speaking from Starbucks in Santa Fe. Starbucks Internet Cafe. And it gives a true meaning to the word. So thanks a lot for your call, Trish. And don't forget, you can always ring us back another time. All right, and let us know how you went on, or you can contact John on his website. And I'll give you that again. It's www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. All one word, beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. And we're now into quantum healing. And so, you know, there's no explanation for that, is there? It's beyond healing. Okay, so thanks a lot for your call, and I'll put you back on mute, and then you can continue to listen if you like. And we do have another Skype caller, John, if you want to take them right now.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I was about to say something about what went on in my past, but go ahead. Let's
go on. Just tell us about what
was
in your past.
I'm just wanting to relay this, that this isn't just about pain. I used to have allergies all over the place. I don't have any allergies anymore.
Oh, great.
I had emotional traumas. Who doesn't? Those are gone. Like post-traumatic stress syndrome. People go through war, Gulf War, Vietnam, marriages, all sorts of things, and they live with that post-traumatic stress syndrome, and they never get over it. What I do is I erase that blueprint, then I ask you to try and get the feeling back of the stress that you're experiencing, and you should not be able to get that back when I delete it. I'll actually test you and, you know, test the work to see that it's done, because it should not be there. If you had a terrible heartbreak and I delete the frequency of the heartbreak, you should not be able to get the bad emotion or feeling of the heartbreak, and this is pretty much instant.
Well, that's good. So if there's anybody out there suffering pain from a broken heart, call us now, and you can call us on 646-929-0461, and from outside the United States, 001-646-929-0461, and you can speak with John, and he'll cure your broken heart for you. Oh, we should have played that. We should have played that song, shouldn't we? A Man Broken Heart. What do they call it? Timing. It's called timing.
Yeah, I don't usually get into doing those on the radio, but I guess today we could.
Oh,
if
right.
It's a little slow today. But yeah, you know, I tell people, you know, you have all sorts of diagnoses. You can get mental diagnosis, you can get psychological, and you can get physical. But everything has this blueprint from way beyond your birth, from even before the beginning of time. There was a plan of things occurring in your life. And these things can be, once again, just like erased, like washed away. And that is why the results are generally, you know, so fast. Even when you're going through muscle layers, you know, if it takes a few minutes for something to cease, a few minutes is nothing if you've been living with a pain for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And the idea is for you not to have to experience that, and that no matter what you've been told, there is an answer beyond what people think exist. You think you have to live with things. I don't believe you do, because I'm living proof. I'm not living with things I was living with in the past.
Mm.
And the people who've contacted me in the past aren't living with things that they were living with.
No, and God doesn't want us to live with pain. We're here to enjoy life, I believe. Well, I personally am here to aspire, inspire, and perspire only if I have to do. Okay. So I'd like to just say that if anybody is tuning into the show by clicking on the show link, if you scroll right down the page on the show page, there is the chat room underneath. And there are people in the chat room, and if you want to type in the chat room, you have to log in with a username to blogtalkradio.com. And not everybody knows that, so I thought I'd just mention that. Right then, so shall we get the other Skype caller? They've been waiting for a few minutes. So we'll get them and see who's on the line here. So it's a surprise. Hello, who are we speaking to, please?
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Hello. Jeanette.
Jeanette? Hi, Jeanette.
Yes.
And
hi.
You're live on air with John Lucas, and he's going to remove any pain if you have any. Jeanette?
Hi, John. Thank you. I really would appreciate it. Hi. And thank you
Where
for taking
you,
my
Jeanette?
Call. I'm calling from Hawaii.
Oh, aloha.
Aloha. The reason I was calling is I was wondering, it was just interesting that you were just talking about PTSD. So I was curious as to, I know I've been going through a lot of, I guess, depression, and I'm just trying so hard to shake it off, anxiety, that emotional kind of pain.
Uh-huh. Are you in any physical pain?
A lot of tense on my jaws, I guess, because I crunch so much.
Yeah.
Shoulder pains.
Are you in pain right now with that? The physical and the shoulder and the jaw?
A little. I think not so much as the depression kind of thing, but I think I feel those pains more when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, just
well,
I guess, crunch.
Of course, I'm doing my muscle testing right now on you, and for something like this, generally I say, you know, contact me and let's do a lifetime deletion for you. For the emotional things, because these are deep. It takes a few minutes, and that's what my testing is showing.
I shall try that.
You might call me personally or send me an email too and get in touch with me, because you have a lot going on there from your past.
Okay.
You're in emotional pain right now, is that right? Okay.
Yes.
Let me put it this way. Is there something right now that if you think about it, that it causes you emotional pain?
Yes.
One specific thing you're thinking about. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Without getting into a whole lot of other things. So I just deleted the frequency of that. See if that feels better for you.
It does, actually.
See if when you think about it, right. And that's how this works. That's why I do lifetime things. So we erase all of the crud that's happened. And crud is a scientific word that's happened in your life, whether you've been to war at home or whether you've been to war in some other country, or you know, whether severe things have happened to you, like an accident on the freeway that's such a trauma you just cannot get over it. And there are millions of things that happen to people that they can't get over, and they're living with these things. And I tell them, you know something? You can have counseling for the rest of your life, and you can't get over these things. You may feel slightly better, maybe to some degree after a few years of spending thousands of dollars getting all sorts of counseling, but why not just have it erased so that you pretty much instantly feel the difference And the difference stays there because it does not come back. That's the idea emotionally and mentally, and not just that. It's the same idea, you know, with the physical imprints that happen to people. So you do not have to keep living with them. I'm looking at the phone here. The phone should be lying. You know, when Jesus walked the earth, he walked around and thousands of people were healed at once. Now people are so skeptical. If something like this jumps into their face, they really have a hard time seeing and believing that it can actually happen. And I'm saying, you know something? It happened then. It can happen now. So right now, you don't have the pain that you were thinking about, right?
It doesn't feel as intense as it normally would.
Yeah.
I would definitely love to have it permanently removed. And I will check out and make contact with you on a personal basis, I guess.
And I can, because, as a matter of fact, we haven't given out my phone number, have we, Jen?
No, we haven't. Did you want to give the phone number out?
Yeah, on this show we can do that. And so if people have a pencil or a pen or a keyboard, whatever, my phone number is 325-829-3984. So I'll say that again. It's 325-829-3984.
But that's don't call him till he's finished the show, please. Because he's busy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's in the USA, so. And, of course, you have my email. We've given out the website, so all of that's on there.
Okay.
I don't even remember if you said the email address or not.
I didn't say the email address, no, but on the show page there is your website. www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com, and that's on the main show page, today's show, if you want to check that, or you can always listen in archives if you miss anything. Okay then, so thank you so much for calling, Jeanette, and the very best of luck. And if you want to call us back next time John's on, you can let us know how you went on and if you got rid of your pain.
Okay, I will.
Okay, so thanks a lot, Jeanette from Hawaii. Lovely to speak
thank
to
you.
Lovely energy there you have. Okay then.
Oh, thank you.
We'll put you back on hold, and thank you. And we do have another caller, but did you want to just say anything else before we bring another caller on, John?
Well, I was going to say, you know, the ultimate, what happens when you're born, you take a breath. And in that, your life is in that breath. Everything that's going to occur in your life is in that breath. That's what I believe from what I've found. So that's what happens, and that's why you have even a birth chart if people know what that is. It's in that breath. And these things can now be erased where in the past they never could.
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't have to keep experiencing the same things occurring in your life as patterns, like, you know, every 10 years or 20 years, there are certain things that occur in people's life, or every 30 years, you can get rid of the need for those to keep occurring for you. So that's just another good point.
Well, that's great. Well, I hope the people in Starbucks are enjoying the show. They're having a good chat in the background there. But never mind, we can hear you, John.
Well, so. I left the ones inside and came out. Somebody sat next to me with very bad energy, and I had to get up and come outside.
All right.
It happened just as the show started. So it's a little loud out here, but I think it's better than inside.
Right. Okay, then. So when you see that person come out, you go back in.
I'm just going to stay here because there's quite a crowd in there now.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, then. So we do have another caller, so they're from area code 210, and it may be Texas Pearl, is it? Hello?
Yes, this is Pearl. This is Pearl.
Hi, Pearl. So you're obviously from Texas.
Yes, I am. You're from England, right?
Yeah, near Liverpool.
This is Liverpool.
Near Liverpool, yeah. Beetleland. Okay, so you're live on air with John Lucas, and do you have a question for John, or did you have any pain you would like it to remove?
Hi, John. I have
hi there.
Pulled a ligament in my right elbow, and I keep pulling it and pulling it. So there seems to be some inflammation and soreness there that I'd like to get rid of.
Where is that now?
In my right elbow. It's the muscles are strained from overuse and carrying heavy things, and I just keep pulling it.
Yeah, so that's hurting you right here when you called, right? Right now.
Yeah, you know,
is that
it'll
right?
Catch here and it'll catch here and there, you know, like when you extend your arm, you can feel it.
So if you bend your arm right now, it's going to hurt. Go ahead and do it. Let's see if it hurts.
It just catches now and again.
Oh, is it right in the elbow?
Yeah, right. Yes, right near the elbow, whatever that muscle is that connects right there.
Okay. Well, let's see. Okay, let's see if it feels better now.
Moving a little bit easier. It's just sore.
Uh-huh. See if it's moving better, see if it feels better, or see if it's gone.
It's better. It's just a little, it's a tiny bit sore now.
Uh-huh. So it is going away. And how long have you had that?
Several months now.
So nobody's been able to help it for several months.
Mm-mm.
Is it gone yet, totally? Hello.
Yeah, it seems like the elbow is easing up.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it's going away. And it tested as injury and tested as damage, so no wonder it wasn't healing, but that imprint is no longer in there.
Wonderful. Wonderful, thank you.
That's good.
I kid you not, I've had people on shows, I don't know if it was this one or others, where they had had back pain like 30 years. They could hardly move, and I would do the erasure, the deletion, and they would say, "Oh yeah, it's gone. I'm actually touching my toes right now." And I'd say, "Please give it a little time. Don't rush it. Give your body a little time to adjust." But they would start touching their toes and doing things, you know, that they hadn't done in years.
Wow,
that's
amazing, John.
Can you do the same thing for, like, bodily inflammation, if you have, like, general inflammation in your body?
Well, I know this is hard for people to comprehend. It does not matter what's going on in your body. Everything is a frequency. It's an imprint. It's a blueprint. And all of these can be just deleted and erased. I've had people tell me, you know, they had bladder infections and serious pain. And I just eliminate the frequency, and they'll say, it's gone. And I never make the claim. I let them do it. I let them say, you know, I don't even say I'm treating this or that as far as infections and stuff. But they will say, it's gone. I don't feel it anymore. And they may have been on antibiotics for 2 or 3 weeks and still having, you know, troubles. So it really doesn't matter, and comprehending that we're dealing with not just quantum physics but beyond, to where changes can be absolutely instant, where there is no waiting time. The only waiting time sometimes is a deep tissue repair where there's little tears in the tissue, but even that, people will say, you know, it's pretty much gone in a minute or two, or like the muscle tension in the lady a while ago. that's deep, and it just has to go through a few layers of the circulatory system flushing it out.
This is such a futuristic thinking process.
How's your elbow feel now?
It's eased up.
Well,
I don't feel it catching.
Yeah. This is the future. You know, this is where we are now.
Mm-hmm. Pain-free future
it's
for
like
everybody
Star Trek.
Out there.
Yeah, this is the future. There is
cool.
No past. This is the future. Now is the future, yeah. So great, it's not catching anymore.
No, it doesn't feel like it's catching. No.
That was great,
okay.
Phil.
Thank you. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You are very welcome.
And if you want to call us back anytime, if John's back on the show soon, you can call in again. And if you have anything else, or have you anything else today you'd like to sort out? Inflammation in the body, is that what you were saying?
Yeah, the inflammation in the body, I think that inflammation leads to dis-ease, and the dis-ease becomes disease. And I think that because of the food processes in the world are poor, I believe that there's a lot of inflammation in the body. That's how your body compensates for it. So I kind of think it's
Jeannie,
smart to...
if you guys were...
Sorry? What were you saying, John?
Jeannie, I lost your call for about a few seconds, so I...
Oh, you're still there?
I just
heard
somebody talking.
Did you hear...
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Did you hear... Yes. Did you hear what Pearl was saying?
No, I heard something, but I didn't hear much of it.
What did you say, Pearl?
I think that the way the food is processed today creates inflammation in our bodies, and that dis-ease within our system becomes disease. And I believe that if we can get a better handle on that inflammation, I believe it will be healthier within.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that too. Yeah, there's a bit of noise in the background there, John.
Not a thing I can do.
You've just moved, haven't you, John? And so you've not got your internet and everything up and running.
Right. Next time we do a show, I'll make a call from somewhere else, not Starbucks.
Okay.
I think I've learned a lesson.
Well, I think
I
you're very brave. Sorry, what were you saying, Pearl?
Oh, I was going to say if I could have a double cafe mocha. Thank you, John,
sounds
for your
good.
Help. I really appreciate you doing energy work, and I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Thank you.
So, thank you very much for your call, Pearl. Lovely to speak to you.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. So, I'll put you back on hold, on mute. And if anyone else would like to call in, the call-in number is 646-929-0461. Or if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. And welcome to Alicia in the chat room. It's the first time here. And you can call in. Do not be afraid to call in because we don't bite. In fact, we are nearly human. And we've had our tea. Well, I've had mine. You haven't had yours yet, have you, John? Because there's about 6-7 hours difference between our time zones here in the United Kingdom and where you're speaking from in Santa Fe. 7 hours difference, isn't it, John?
I think it's 7 hours, yes.
Yeah. So if anyone else would like to call in, they're quite welcome to call in now. We do have a gap in the switchboard if you'd like to make a call. Either if you're on Skype, you can press click to talk, or you can ring the call-in number, which is 646-929-0461. And I think what I'll do is just play a little bit of a song while we see if we get any more callers, John. Is that okay? Give you a break.
Okay, be fine.
You can go grab yourself a quick coffee.
Yeah.
Here we go. Enigma, Return to Innocence.
No. Callers at the minute, so we're just going to put a video link in for the people in the chat room to click on, and if you click on the link and pull up your player and pause your player, I'll get over to the switchboard and press play on the soundtrack, which I've uploaded to the switchboard so that everybody on the radio can hear. So if you'd like to mute your mic for a little while, John, while I if I get any more callers, I'll give you a shout. Okay, we can do that.
Okay, so we've none just at the minute, unless you'd like to tell us about anything else. We'll just play this video.
Well, I was sitting
Go on then, sorry.
I was sitting here trying to think if there's anything really important to say. I did move inside. I don't know if that's better or worse.
A little bit better, I think.
At the moment.
Yeah.
Is it a little bit better?
It is a little bit.
It really did get busy as soon as we got on the phone. Everything here changed. It was like the whole cosmos must have known something was going on. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, that's what happens, isn't it? But never mind. Okay then, so we'll play this YouTube video. So if you click on the link, pull up your player and pause it, I will synchronize the soundtrack with everybody. I'll count you down. So I'll get over to the switchboard now and count you down. And then if there's still no callers, we'll do some ceremonies. We'll light the candles, call in the angelic realm, and do a little bit of a meditation. Okay, so I'll just press play on this one. And so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play. Right now it's time to light our candles. We light our candles to set the intention. And because fire is a very powerful tool, which added to prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send love, light and healing out to all the world and all around mankind. I'm lighting my candle for world peace and spiritual unity. And also, it reminds us that we're connecting with Source. We're just sparks from the great big flame. So right now, we're going to ask Patricia Corey to call in the light. Thank you, Patricia.
Call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia. Now we're going to ask Gary Moore to do the heart meditation. Thank you, Gary.
Begin as we always begin, simply by being aware. Aware of what we're experiencing. Aware of what's going on. As we close our eyes, this closes off the outer world, allowing our attention and our focus to experience what's inside of us. Experiences of what we are hearing and sensing around us. Everything that happens in this meditation is absolutely perfect. Be easy. Let it all go. And as always, letting thoughts just be a meaningless activity in the mind, a flow of energy. Not minding the content of the thought, not resisting. Bringing the awareness to the body. Noticing what you may be feeling in your body. Perhaps you're noticing your heart beating. What about your breathing? Bringing your awareness to your breath. Noticing the breath moving in and out. Expand your stomach and allow your breath to come into your entire being. Notice how your body feels as you breathe. Bringing the awareness to the belly, allowing it to soften and relax. Noticing how the breath goes deep into your entire being. Noticing all the aspects of the experience of breathing. Feeling the movement of the air in and out of the nose, the temperature of the air, the sensation of that movement. Breathe deeply. Easily favor the experience of breathing. Gently bringing the attention to the area of the heart. Bringing the awareness to the heart. Letting the breathing happen in your heart, as if your heart is breathing. Also with the heart area. Both at once. Breathing in through the heart. Breathing out through the heart. This brings nourishing energy to the heart. It fills the breath with the energy of love. All sorts of experiences can come when we bring our awareness to the heart area. It wakes it up, connects us with what we're feeling there. Breathing in to the heart, we nourish the heart. Breathing out, we let go of what isn't needed. We cleanse the heart, letting all those ideas go and simply being present to the breath, moving in and out. Simply being present to the heart. Whenever the mind is wandering, easily bring the attention back to the breath and to the heart, not minding what happens. There could be some ache in the heart, some pain, some grief. There could be some sense of the energy of love. Simply having our awareness on the heart nourishes the heart. Continuing for a while with the awareness on the breath and on the heart. Simply noticing whatever arises in that experience. And at any time the attention wanders, simply bring it back to the process. Into the belly, and then bringing the awareness of all the sensations in the body, noticing the physicality of the body, being in the body, being fully in the body. Simply noticing what's being felt in the body now as we start to prepare to come back from meditation. See how the body wants to move. Let it stretch and move. Take some deep breaths. Just very, very gradually come out of meditation. And when you feel ready, open your eyes.
Oh, that was so lovely. Thank you, Gary Moore. Thank you. Okay, well, we do have another caller on the switchboard, but unfortunately, it's a bit too late now because we're going to have to say goodbye to John Lucas. Thank you so much for being special guest, John. And thank you for persevering doing the show from Starbucks Cafe in Santa Fe. It's going to be a first.
Yeah, I learned a lesson.
Never mind. No, I mean, you were here, you came on, you did the show, and you healed some people of pain. And if they'd like to call in again, we'll get you back on really soon. If you'd like to have another date soon, John. And then...
Oh, it sounds great.
Yeah. And then anybody that phoned in can call you back, or new callers can call you, or they can contact you on www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. And I'm sure you'll be getting a few people on your website after that. Okay. Sorry?
You could give them the phone number again if we wanted to.
Yeah, go ahead.
We could get... Okay, that would be a good idea, I think.
Yeah.
It's 325-829-3984. And they should leave me a message if they don't get me so that I can return their call. And it will probably be easier to talk because there will be no noise, no Starbucks, and it will be very relaxed, and I can share a lot of information I probably did not even cover today because it was a very different day today.
Yes, it was. And it was difficult for you with all the background noise, and the wind outside was blowing down the microphone, so that didn't help. But never mind. You did a great job, and thank you so much, and you're welcome to return anytime. And thank you to the people in the chat room, and thank you so much to all the people listening in. And next week, we have the welcome return of Kelly Coulter. So if you'd like to call in for your messages from Kelly next week, we usually have loads of people in the chat room. And we'd like to say goodbye and God bless, and we hope to see the return of Gary next week as well. And next week also, I'd like to play a beautiful song written by my nephew, Simon. And a lady wrote a book called Behind Closed Doors about all the abuse that goes on in some of the care homes. And so Simon met up with her and wrote a song about it. And it was sung by the very beautiful Chantelle Bailey. So it's for release, I think it's on the 17th of June, on iTunes. So I'm going to play that next week for you. But in the meantime, we're going to play out with one that you requested, John. Happy days are here again. So bye, God bless everybody. And here we go, Mitch Miller. Sing along with us.
Best part of the show.
You still there, John? Hi, John.
I am still here, believe it or not.
Okay, do you want me to find you another date? John?
Yeah, sure. I don't have an ephemeris in front of me for that. Well, maybe I do.
I'll just have a look. I don't think I've got any till October. But I'll just have a look. I think I'm pretty booked up. Unless I get a letdown in the meantime, in which case I'll give you some notice if you want to do a letdown, a stand-in. If you want to.
That could happen. Okay.
Because I usually get a few days' notice, so I could still get the links out and everything, you know, like that. Okay, so let me have a look now. July's booked up. August is booked up. September, I think the 22nd has gone. 29th. I think I might have the 13th of October, if that's all right. Shall I put you in for 13th of
October? Okay.
It flies round, you know.
That sounds good.
No, it does. It really.
What's that?
It flies round really quickly.
Oh, it goes really fast.
Oh, it does.
Let's see.
But if...
August, September.
The 13th I've got you down for.
Okay, October. Let's see. This is June. What is today? The 16th?
Something like
July,
that.
August, September.
Yeah,
we'll be in another Mercury retrograde then, you know.
Oh, well, we managed with this one, didn't we?
Anyway, I think so. Yeah, I kid you not, with everything that's going on, this was the most difficult show I have ever done today.
I'm not surprised, John. You did really well. It was great, brilliant. You still told everybody what you needed to tell them.
Well, I hope so. There was a lot more I could have shared, and there was so much chaos around. It wasn't flowing, but I hope if you say it was great, then I'm just going to go with that.
Yeah, that was really good. I mean, people know that you had sticks up there doing it from there, you know? So
yeah.
You did really well. I don't know how you concentrated.
I do not either. I think I went outside about four times with the computer in my arms.
I know.
Going in and out, so.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I hope I hear from some of these people, and I hope they got it. It seemed like the way it was going, it was very difficult for people to get what was really, you know, could really be done.
Yeah, I think so.
So we'll just see.
Yeah, but I'm sure the people that rang last time will be ringing back again. What were you saying?
Yeah, we have no idea who might contact me from replaying the show and from all of the things that you sent out, so who knows?
Yes, and we get hundreds of listeners that don't go in the chat room, that just listen on the radio. We get hundreds of listeners from all over the world. We get them from the UK, all over America, Singapore, Brazil. And, you know, so you don't know. You might get loads of people contacting your website or phoning you. Some people are too shy.
You never know. I said...
Hello?
Well, I'm not shy, so it's hard to understand. Yeah, I sent out tweets and Twitters to, you know, this one and that one, so we'll see.
Yeah, I've never on LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
You know. So, okay then.
Okay,
so,
well, I put this in for October the 13th.
Right. We did have another caller.
On Monday.
We did have another caller that came on too late to do anything with them because once I start playing the meditation, that's that. Do you know what I mean? I can't start cutting the meditation. You know what I mean? It's got to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was it's quite a long meditation.
Well, that's the shortest one Gary had on the video. If I'd have got something prepared live, I could have just done a 5-minute one or something like that. But to be honest, I felt really sickly all afternoon. And so I just...
Really?
Yeah, so I just played sick and headache and stress in my neck.
Well, now, see there, this is what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You were feeling bad, and you didn't tell me so I could erase it for you.
Well,
it is hard for people.
I know, but I don't want to if there's people listening in that want to call in, I don't want them to think that I'm hogging the guest and hogging the time.
No. other people have done that on shows in the past, and I just say, well, let me erase it, and they'll go, wow, it's gone. And then everybody gets to hear that the host was free of something. So it's a great testimonial, and you also get it done for you.
Well, next time you're on, if I've got any sort of pain, then I shall get you to do it. All right.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks a lot. It's been lovely. And I'm just usually we get a lot of callers, but as you said, it's a while since you've been on, and I think the last time that you were on, when you'd been on 2 or 3 times, it had got busier for you, hadn't it? If there's people giving messages about their loved ones, or if they're going to get any money, or if they're going to get married, or if they're going to meet a fella, we get loads of callers on evenings like that. You know, if we've got a medium on, we get loads and loads of callers. So yours was like something a bit different. And because you haven't been on for a while, they didn't know what to expect. But if you're on again, you know, they'll probably be more of them ringing in. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay.
So, still a bit of noise
back
there.
We'll just go with that.
Yeah. All right, then. So,
yeah, it's gotten quieter, but there's still noise, so... I don't think I'm going to stay in Starbucks much longer, and I will definitely work out something better next time, and everything should be very different. So.
Well, what I'll do now is go back on Facebook and say, thank you for the great show, John, and if you missed it, just press the link, and so you'll get a few more listeners listening in archives when I've put that back on Facebook again.
All right.
Because that's on all week now. Well, it's on until I post the new links out for the next show. Okay, then.
Okay.
So.
All righty.
So thank you very much once again, and I hope you get loads of people on your website and phoning you.
Me too.
Okay, then.
Okay, I will talk to you later, and thank you for your patience on the show today.
Oh, it's all right. Thank you, and good night. God bless.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.